Are you feeling the nostalgia, my friend? Back in the front studio where we started.
Glad to be here. I like this better. You like the other one.
The beginnings of the Mainline Marlins podcast. We've gone 70. Today will be 76 shows.
You like it back in the basement.
I like it back there. Yeah. Yeah. The darkness, the brooding kind of.
Speaking of the darkness.
We're in it right now.
I was asking somebody if they were watching NBA basketball. And you know what the response was?
What?
Yeah. Because I don't want to watch Marlins.
Oh, man. Brutal. Listen, it doesn't get – look, we're on a
six-game losing streak.
Six games, seven out of the last eight. And right now, the bats that need to be performing are not. The guy when we were on the first road trip, you saw Jesus's bat light up. You saw Duvall's bat light up. Now, it's completely the opposite. Those guys both go 0-for-4.
Well, I want to back
Hassan up. Hassan Diaz is batting like 116.
When I saw you this morning, I want you to go back to when I said, I said, what's wrong?
Yeah.
You gave a great response. The wrong guys are slumping at the wrong time.
That's exactly right. The Duvalls, the Jesus Aguilars, the Corey Dickersons, those guys are in trouble.
It's interesting because talking earlier with somebody else, they said, let's just start with this. We can't score three runs.
No.
So, we can score three runs. We can't score more than three runs.
Right.
So you got that. So as soon as you're at 3-2.
Yeah.
And then now, I don't know what has happened with these relievers. It's a redux of last year.
Yeah. And what really is crazy is that like in the beginning, I was like, Bass, he's terrible. And, he's came back he's figured it out.
Yeah.
And while he was sucking, Dylan Floro rose to the occasion. Now the tables have turned, and now it's Dylan Floro who ended up blowing that game last night for us.
And I think part of this too is I don't, listen, a hit's a hit, but it's not like they're getting Texas League singles and putting the other stuff. Like they are blasting our relievers.
To the track or out.
It's just
it sucks.
It sucks.
Yeah, and then then on top of that, you have stupid mistakes. Now, granted, Jazz not playing his natural position, which is shortstop, playing second base. Made some mistakes last night, and it's things like that that add up, especially when you're not getting run support for the guy that you put out there to start. Eleazar starts yesterday,
gets hurt
the very first game back, and now he's out indefinitely with a quad. So that's a guaranteed 10-day IL. So we lose that guy again, who was pitching pretty well, six strikeouts through six, only one earned run during that time. So
yeah, not a lot. Not a lot of bright spots.
No, not at all
right now.
No, it is National Donut Day though, and I just reemerged from Mojo Donut. There's several locations around Miami, but that place is ridiculous, and you could actually become or go into a diabetic coma just looking at that at the case.
Definitely check it out. I
swung by our betters for a couple chili dogs.
Yeah, that's
with it. The owner.
What do you order when you go to Arbetters?
Oh, I do the MOC, mustard, onions, chili on a soubrette. That's the only way to do it. That's the classic.
Yeah, no, it's the yes.
But then one of the ones that you delivered the other day was really good, which was cheese bacon bits on the top.
Bacon, I saw that one. Bacon bits. Anyway, I got to tell you, it was classic Arbetters. It wasn't just a few bacon bits. It was
like the whole, like the little jar you get to put on your salad. The whole thing was
the entire
out
jar.
It was. I was like, wow, that's I saw instant heart that. Attack. It was
good. Delicious. You ate that one?
Yeah, that's all funny. Of it. Yeah, and wish I had more.
I drove by before you go. Yeah. And then I drove by the other day and I saw the Nathan's. They put up a Nathan's. That Nathan's looks like it costs like $5 million to build.
Yeah, yeah. And they're not selling anything because Arbetters is the king.
I know.
We're driving by. What's funny is we pick up Dave Arbetter to go to the Mojo Donut thing. And we're driving past Nathan's. And as we are, Arbetter's like, shield your eyes. Shield your eyes. Don't look at Medusa.
The Deusa.
Don't look at Medusa.
I love it.
You'll turn to stone.
I love the Ulysses. That's
God.
Reference, the Odyssey reference.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Shield your eyes.
Shield your eyes. Don't look at. So, yeah, I didn't look over and and I went right directly to Arbetters and had two chili dogs. That place was packed, packed, packed. But we got, VIP service, back door entrance. Yeah. So,
yeah, well, that's what Grant Miller does not wait in any lines in this town
ever. even if they tell him he has to wait in line, he does not. He does definitely not. So let's, I know you missed yesterday and would have loved to have been here, but I interviewed Jose Malia from Biscayne Bay Brewing, talked about the Marlins thing, talked about what they're doing at the post office, the old post office downtown, and some projects and things, and how that whole business got started. And where he thinks it's going, and man, super exciting.
Super exciting. I'm so he's an awesome dude. Exciting things happening, and it's interesting because you talk about positively impacting Miami and making money at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's got a productive business. He's employing people.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, like I met him years ago when they had pre-pandemic.
Right.
We would do our book club at the one of those brewery locations he had in Doral.
Oh, cool.
And
yeah, the tap
as
room,
you know,
yeah.
I don't drink beer. I mean, I don't drink.
Right.
And I loved going. The food was amazing. The More tap room was cool. It yeah, was just yeah. a cool place to be. And I didn't see him talk yesterday about opening up the besides the post office. Is there anywhere else they're looking at?
Yeah, they're talking about another in a hotel, five-star hotel up in Fort Lauderdale, and then some other things. So yeah,
he's got a lot cooking.
He's on the move. And that was a really interesting interview. And then we ended up doing a Instagram contest to give away some beer and some swag that he brought in, ones that I didn't confiscate first, obviously. Right. But yeah, how can I be the spokesperson for it if I'm not fully invested?
Fully decked out.
Fully invested. But here's a surprise that I was waiting to tell you this. Just for this show, because I knew it was going to be kind of a downer show because we're on a skid a little bit, is next week, next weekend is the Bahamian Heritage game.
Yes.
Which is Saturday the 13th or 12th. And I'm going to have the Deputy Prime Minister from the Bahamas, who is going to be over here for the game, and a Marlins executive, both coming, wow. one in studio, one in by stream
good job
to talk about the impact celebrating Bahamian heritage in baseball.
Oh, so cool.
So I'm gonna have to do some history, learn some history on it. What is the impact Jazz Chisholm is having over there and getting people excited about baseball and just the whole experience? And so that's gonna be a cool interview. Yeah,
that's gonna be cool. You know, I gotta tell you something. I've spent a lot of time in the Bahamas, working in the Bahamas, and when you watch ZNS, they call it ZNS, Zed. I grew up in Canada. That's how we said Z, by the way. ZNS is the local news there. And it's a great local newscast. And then they would always do like the softball and the baseball scores.
Right.
And people don't think of the Bahamas. Like, you know, in Nassau, they're playing really competitive baseball. Clearly, mm-hmm. they're producing these athletes. There's a guy for the Mets. I can't remember his name. I'll look it up. He was a cousin of someone I knew. And he was the fastest man in Major League Baseball at the time, a couple of years ago.
Oh, wow.
So I'll look it up.
But a Bahamian.
We'll be up to speed on our Bahamian ball.
Yeah,
players.
Because it's going to be sometime later in the week because the game is on Saturday and they're going to be flying over, I think, Friday night or Friday afternoon. But yeah, we're going to get the Deputy Prime Minister of the Bahamas. I don't even know. I might have to learn the protocol and whatever the different ways to announce his presence.
Right.
His eminency.
Correct title.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's
all
awesome.
Yeah, so that's for next week. So looking forward to that. We're also going to be obviously next week will be a full week, so we'll have a mashup / milkshake Monday, Matt with Madam G, Gabby, and then Tuesday we're who knows what. Wednesday, obviously we need Wednesday.
Taco Tuesday. We got to get.
We got to come up maybe Coyo or Talavera. Both I know the guys at Talavera.
We'll get on.
And actually, Bernie Matz knows the chef at Coyo, the guy that owns Coyo. So that could be a fun one. Weenie Wednesday, Thirsty Thursday, which will be another deal with Jose Malia and Biscayne Bay. And then Friday, Thursday or Friday, we'll end up interviewing one of the guys from the Bahamas and the Marlins, which will be super cool because I think, you know, there are a lot of Bahamians here in Miami. That just like when I went to the game, the Nicaraguan USA game. Since then, we've dominated that upper group and going to the super group with the real teams now. But there's just a craziness when you got a guy like Jazz Chisholm that's just so electrifying and so awesome and just puts a spark in that whole clubhouse and in that dugout and on the field. So, you know, I think that the Bahamian culture, the Bahamian people here in Miami are going to be super excited for that game get some recognition, that long deserved recognition in sport for sure.
Cool.
All right. So big week next week. We're going to finish the series against the Bucks on Sunday. Tonight, it's Cody Poteet going. And then Monday, we have to go back to Boston from Pittsburgh to finish that. So it would be nice to take the next three from the Pirates and go into Boston with some momentum.
I'm not a betting person, but I would bet the next three. This is a bad team.
We've got
to storm back. The guy's got to be doing some. This is one of those things where it's like, you know, I have sometimes these moments in a law practice where you just like you sit there and I'm actually at one of these points right now where I literally like I have nothing to look forward to.
Right.
It's just nothing but hard work.
Yeah.
Difficult tasks. You know, fighting my way out of all this stuff. And that's where the
pleadings,
Marlins are.
Briefs,
but that's where the Marlins are. There's nothing for them to look for. There's no days off.
17 in a row.
There's nothing but a murderer's row coming your way.
Yeah.
And it's like sometimes that's when you do your best stuff because it's like, what are you going to do? That's it. And you just got to bear down. Right. And I think the Marlins, I think they're embarrassed. They've lost games in ways that they should not be losing.
Yeah.
And this is a Bucks team that we should be beating.
Yeah. The last two games we lost in the last two innings basically of the game when we had the game, the win in hand, and just let it slip away because of poor selection by Stottlemyre on who to put in there or just lack of execution by the guy on the mound.
I was working in my office and I have the game on the background and I let out, you know, whatever expletive that I let out, and my daughter walks in and it's like, "What's the matter, Poppy?" And I just like, I point to the thing. She looks at the score. She's five, three. We're losing 5-3. Like, yeah, we lost 5-3.
Yeah, bummer. But
six wins
still
away.
We still got another.
We were six outs away.
Yep.
Again.
Yep. And now we're six games back and basically a tie for last place in the division. It wasn't too long ago that we were sitting in the back talking about, oh, we're only a game out if we just, you know, do some things against the Mets, and it just didn't materialize. So the injuries continue to plague the Marlins, and lack of execution from the bullpen is hurting us because we can't get any run production from the guys that we really need to get it from. So hoping Duvall and Aguilar and Cooper, Dickerson, that these guys step up. Isan Diaz probably should go back to Jacksonville, and we bring up somebody else.
Who hit the home run last night where they were looking at the
Marte?
The fan interference.
Was that in a Marte home run? No, he didn't have one.
Was that last night where the guy reached over and it was an interference?
No, it was not.
That wasn't Dickerson or Duvall?
No. Neither one of them,
maybe it was Marte.
Anyway, pretty sad when the stands, if you looked at the stands at PNC Park, one of the ballparks, a beautiful place.
Oh, it's great.
To see it looked worse than a Marlins game. Like how sparsely attended that game was, poorly attended, but they still came out with a win, you know, not regardless of whether the fans are coming out. They're in the bottom, they're in the basement of the league, no fans coming out, and they still managed to come up with a win. That's got to be troubling, not only for Mattingly and the team, but I mean, it's kind of for fans disappointing that we can't close these close ones out that we should. And we had the best differential of any of the other teams. If you look at the record we should have based on the wins and losses, based on the differential in those wins and losses, we're in first place. So it's about closing those games out and giving run support to these pitchers that are doing the best they can. And look, Cody Poteet's had a couple really good outings, so hopefully he has another one tonight and we flip the M, man. We need it big time. All right, episode 76, National Donut Day. Congratulations to Mojo. They actually had a proclamation by the city of Miami, or maybe the county, that not only is it national, it's now National Mojo Donut and Fried Chicken Day in Miami. Hilarious. June, what is it? June what? 4th? 3rd? There you go. All right, people, let's flip the M. Go Fish. Preview.